بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي جعل ذكره طمأنينة للقلوب وجلاء لها عن رين الذنوب ومطرات ومطرات لوسواس الخناس المكذوب، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الداعي إلى كل فعل محبوب وأمر مطلوب، وعلى آله وأصحابه المقتفين سبيله على خير أسلوب. أما بعد، فيقول رب تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they were not commanded except to worship Allah being sincere to him alone, to Allah in faith, in religion, inclining towards the truth, and to establish prayer and to give charity, to give zakat, and that is the correct faith, that is the correct religion. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our eighth session on lessons from Imam Ghazali, which is our last session this term. In our previous session, we looked at the meaning of the term riya and how it differs from hubbul jah, in that hubbul jah is the showing of more general projection of perfection, whereas in riya is showing in acts of worship. And our attention was drawn in the text to four main points. The first was that riya was classified as haram, and from the primary sources, from the Quran and from Hadith. The second point was that there are five broad areas in which riya is manifested. The first was riya via the body, as in showing off the effects of ibadah, or the effects of piety on the body. Example of that would be keeping a dry lip to show that you're fasting. The second one was riya via clothes and appearances, as in wearing the clothes of ulama to give the impression of having deep knowledge, or to give the impression of piety, or creating an artificial mark on the forehead to show that you are frequently prostrating. Number three was riya via speech or verbal habits, and that is through criticizing people, the validity, or criticizing hadith chains of narrations to show that you're knowledgeable in hadith, to project that you're knowledgeable in hadith literature and hadith criticism, or through piety of showing keenness to guide people and to steer people in the right direction. And then the fourth area through which this happens is the riya via ibadah, direct ibadah, like lengthening of the sujood when you're in prostration, especially when people are watching. And number five was riya in our social circles, riya in with our contacts, riya with seeking, an example would be seeking the visit of pious people, or the seeking the visit of ulama or famous people, so that then you can project the impression that people are seeking your blessings by visiting you. So those were the five broad areas in which riya tend to manifest. The third point that we were drawn to was that the mura'i, the person who is indulging riya, is called al-mura'i. So al-mura'i, the one who practices riya, can sometimes trick themselves into thinking that they will avoid riya by rehearsing their behavior in private. And what they do not realize is that by doing so, they're they're doubling their riya in private as well. They're indulging in riya in privacy as well. And following on from that was the fourth point, was the person can be an ascetic, a monk on the top of a mountain in seclusion and still be indulging in riya, in that he or she spends time simulating the impression they make on others. And while in solitude, their concern about what people are thinking about them, not they have no urge or yearning for wealth or for any material gain, but the position in the heart nonetheless. Now, these were the means and situations in which the schemes of riya tend to manifest. But it is important here to bear in mind that we should not fall into the trap of thinking that if you see someone doing one of these things, to assume automatically that this person is indulging in riya, because we have observation of what people are doing. And if we see someone praying and along sujood or making dua or crying and doing something, then we should not automatically assume that that person is indulging in riya. For someone to have riya while doing one or several of these things, it must include motive. It must include a direct motive to show at some level. And as we know, that motives are not visible. They are in the heart. And so only Allah and the person who is doing it knows what's in the heart. So do not allow shaitan to trap you into making bad judgments about people's actions. This knowledge, these discussions, these things that we are learning is for our own heart, is for our own introspection, to enable us to take ourselves to task. And here it is perhaps pertinent to reflect on the words of the great Imam Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, who said that حُرِمْتُ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ خَمْسَةَ أَشْهُرٍ بِذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتُهُ, that I was denied the praying of the night prayer, the tahajjud prayer at night, for 5 months because of one sin I committed. And the first part of it is denied. No, the police didn't come in his house and stop him from praying. He wasn't given the tawfiq to pray. And he saw this as a punishment. And when we get up at night in the cold winter, you come out of your duvet and go and make wudu and pray and stand in front of Allah on your own at night, no one's seeing you, then that is the time when Allah says, "Unduru ila abdi," look at my servant. He's left his bed and he's coming, he's stamping, he's praying to me. That willpower, that strength to do that, that tawfiq, comes from Allah. When we do that, we should see it as a gift, not a sacrifice that we have made. It is a gift. And this is how he's explaining it, that he was not given that gift of layl, of praying at night. He was not given qiyamul layl because of one sin he committed. And when qila ma wa ma dhaka dhanb, and what was that sin, he explained, he said, ra'aytu rajulan yabki, I saw a person crying, faqultu fi nafsi, and I said in my heart, hadha mura'in, that this person is indulging in riya. I made a mistake. He's acknowledging that he made judgment on that person's action. So here is a good story to remember. Whenever shaitan comes to you and tries to make you pass judgment on the actions of others, this training, all these discussions that we're having is about looking at your own heart. It's about looking at your own motivations, your own intentions. Now, together with these points, I also gave you a bite-sized discussion to put your mind at ease about hadith in general, because hadith used specifically in this subject, the subject of tadhkiyah, hadith can be weak in the criteria of one scholar and strong in the criteria of another scholar. It can be weak in one book and strong in another book, or weak in one subject and strong in another. When a hadith is weak in one subject, but it is strengthening your iman, then you should not have any hesitancy, any qualms in your mind about following or about taking benefit from that, from those words. Now, today, I want to continue in the chapter حَقِيقَةُ الرِّيَا وَمَا يُرَى بِهِ, the true nature of ostentation and through what it is achieved. So last week we concluded with حقيقة الرياء وما يقع به, the situations in which it happens. But then there is an additional discussion that is added to this chapter, in which he speaks about the رياء and the need for levels, to recognize levels. So he's saying here that first, فَإِنَّ الرِّيَا فِيهِ تَفْصِيلٌ فَإِنَّ الرِّيَا هُوَ مَطْلُوبٌ بِالْجَاهِ, that in our day-to-day activity, there is need for some state, for a recognition, for people to recognize who you are and your status for our day-to-day living, just as we need. And he uses the example of wealth. We all need a certain amount of wealth to satisfy our necessities. And likewise, we also need a certain amount of recognition in order to satisfy our needs. But that has to be kept in proportion and not go into excess. Just as someone going into excess in the pursuit of wealth, they will end up. And he says this, that illa idha hamalatu, he said, تملك القلوب بكثرة الحرام, that تملك القلوب بكثرة الحرام, is بِكَثْرَةِ الْمَالِ, if you're seeking excessive wealth or excessive position, it says إِلَّا إِذَا حَمَلَتْهُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَالِ وَكَثْرَةُ الْجَاعَ عَلَى مُبَاشَرَةِ الْمَالَ يَجُوزُ. ثُمَّ he said that if انصراف الهم إلى سعة الجاه مبدأ الشر, it said turning of the heart towards seeking position, to speaking status, is the foundation of shurur, foundation of evils that can accumulate on you. كَإِنْصِرَافُ الْهَمْ بِكَثْرَةِ إِلَى كَثْرَةِ الْمَالِ, it is the same as the person who is bent on getting more and more wealth. He wants to acquire enormous wealth. لَا يَقْدِرُ مُحِبُّ الْجَاهِ وَالْمَالِ عَلَى تَرْكِ مَعَاصِي الْقَلْبِ وَاللِّسَانِ وَغَيْرِهَا, that the person who loves status and who loves wealth will not be able to leave sins of the heart and sins of the tongue, because that is a natural progression. It will push you. If you have love for status, and this we can see in our society, the meteoric rise of narcissism, the consequence of this sort of behavior of seeking status all the time turns a person's psyche into a narcissist. You become a narcissistic person who is constantly measuring and seeking more and more and more of status, and being you're focused on building your status and raising your position in people. I've dealt with narcissism in one of the other series, inshallah, relations between parents and children. That's also on the website, but we can talk about that later. The point here is that you need to be recognized, as when I spoke to you about the need for your CVs. You're allowed to do a certain amount of projection of saying that, well, look, I know so and so, as long as it does not have any exaggerations in it. And the example he gives is that of Yusuf alayhi salam, who said, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم, give me the responsibility, that I have the capacities, I have the skills. أما سعة الجاه من غير حرص منك على طلبه ومن غير اهتمام بزواله, he said, as for if someone is given status without any scheming from himself or any yearning from himself, and the person does not seek. And now we all say, oh, I don't seek status. But the problem, if you want to measure it, the litmus test for it is min ghayri ihtimam, that you do not ihtimam is that you do not become grief stricken and concerned about losing it. That is the test. That if you find yourself of given status, but you're not worried about if people take it away from you or you lose it or it reduces. That is the test. If you find yourself in this position, then فَلَا ضَرَّرَ فِي, then there is no harm in that one. And the example he gives here is فَلَا جَاهَ أَوْسَعَ مِنْ جَاهِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that there is no status higher than the status of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he had position, he had status. وَجَاهِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ, and the status of the caliphs. The righteous caliphs. وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ مِنْ عُلَمَاءِ الدِّينِ, and the people on ulama also have status. وَلَكِنْ إِنْصِرَافُ الْهَمْ إِلَىٰ طَلَبِ الْجَاهِ نُقْصَانٌ فِي الدِّينِ, but the shifting of attention, the shifting of concern towards it, excessive. And here we're talking here about quantity. Note this idea of regulating things to the degree of necessity and not going into excess. And that's the problem. That's what usually happens. Just like when you get wealth, you want more wealth. When you get status, you want more status. And then it has a knock. It has a spiraling effect on the heart. So that is what insiraful am means. It means switching. It means the entire focus of one's efforts and one's mission in life then gets derailed into this direction of raising your status. فَعَلَى هَذَا نَقُولُ, and he's saying that, look, that it is not that لَا يُوسَفُ بِالتَّحْرِيمِ, this we've classified riya as haram, but that level of status, that level of recognition among your peers or for your job or for your mission that you have, that Allah gives you, that is not haram. And the evidence for it, he's saying, فَعَلَى هَذَا تَحْسِينُ الثَّوْبِ الَّذِي يَلْبِسُهُ الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّ خُرُوجِهِ إِلَى النَّاسِ مُرَآتٌ فَهُوَ لَيْسَ بِحَرَامٍ. And from this perspective, the beautifying of your clothes that a person wears when he goes out to meet his friends, to meet people, when you go to face people, which is showing this is not haram, but it has to be not in excess. You're going spending £400 for a t-shirt because it has some designer label on it, and then showing people that, look, I have this shirt because it was £500 or £5,000, or coat because it has a designer label on it. That's excess. We're talking about necessity and to maintain a normal level of decorum, an appropriate level of decorum among your peers, then that is allowed. So you say, هو ليس بحرام لأنه ليس رياء بالعبادة. First of all, it is not ibadah in that sense, بل بالدنيا. وقس على هذا كل تجمل للناس وتزين له. And on this, we can extrapolate that all types of beautification and wearing of clothes and beautification is allowed as long as it is not in excess. Now, what dalil and the evidence of this is ما روي عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أراد أن يخرج يوما على الصحابة. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها is reporting that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was about to go out to meet his companions one day. فكان ينظر في حب الماء, and he was looking into, you know, these large mud pots, the large ones with water, at the brim of it was filled with water, so then there's a reflection in it. So he looked into that reflection of the water, fixed his turban and his hair. So he's ويسوي عمامته وشعره. فقالت, so she said, أو تفعل ذاك يا رسول الله, oh, do you do this? She seemed to be surprised about it. فقال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, نعم, yes, I do, yes. إن الله تعالى, that Allah loves, يحب من العبد أن يتزين لإخوانه إذا خرج إليهم, that Allah loves that you should beautify yourself for your brothers when you go out, then so if you go out towards them. نعم, هذا كان من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عبادة, that Allah loves this, so this was ibadah for him. لأنه كان مأمورا بدعوة الخلق, because he was ordered to invite the entire creation. وترغيبهم في الاتباع, and then to seek their inclination towards obedience. واستمالة القلوب, and to draw their hearts وَلَوْ سَقَطَ فِي مِنْ أَعْيُنِهِمْ And if he was to fall in their eyes, لَمْ يَرْغَبُوا فِي اتِّبَاعِهِ They will not follow him. But they will not be inclined towards follow him. فَكَانَ يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُظْهِرْ لَهُمْ مَحَاسِنَ أَحْوَالِهِ And so therefore it was necessary for him to show the good aspects of himself, or of his situation, of his condition. لِكَيْ لَا تَزْدَرِيَهُ أَعْيُنَهُمْ So that their eyes do not belittle him. فَإِنَّ أَعْيُنَ عَوَامِ الْخَلْقِ تَمْتَدُّ إِلَى الظَّوَاهِرِ That the eyes of the general public extends to the outer form. دُونَ السَّرَائِرِ They do not look at the inner form. فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ قَصْدَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So he did it in order as shafaqa, as a favor, in order to draw their hearts towards following him. So that is one reason why it is done. Another reason, وَلَكِنْ لَوْ قَصَدَ قَاسِدٌ أَنْ يُحَسِّنَ نَفْسَهُ مِنْ أَعْيُنِهِمْ And if a person decides that, look, I'm going to beautify myself to a reasonable level, an appropriate level of decorum for people, حَذَرًا مِنْ ذَمِّهِمْ وَلَوْمِهِمْ So that they do not vilify me and rebuke me. They don't say, oh, starting criticizing you. استرواحاً إلى توقيرهم واحترامهم So that they will not You know that if you go in a certain situation and people will start rebuking you or vilifying you or criticizing you, then and if you dressed in a certain way, you go in your pajamas to class, then that would not be showing respect to people. So in the same way, is it فَكَانَ قَصْدُ أَمْرًا مُبَاحًا So this is allowed. You're allowed to do that. إِذَا لِلْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَحْذَرْ مِنْ أَلَمِ الْمَذَمَّةِ It is so you're allowed to protect yourself from the pain of abuse and insults. وَيَطْلَبُ رَاحَةَ الْأُنْسِ And to seek a comfortable coexistence with among your brothers, among your social circle. مَهْمَا إِسْتَسْقَلُوهُ وَاسْتَقْدَرُوهُ لَمْ يَعْنَسْ And you will not be able to mix with people if they see you as dirty and grubby. فَإِذَنْ المراءات بما ليس من العبادات من العبادات قد تكون مباحة. So some showing that is not ibadah are allowed. وقد تكون طاعة and sometimes it is an obedience you're doing like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is doing it because Allah commanded to do so. والرجل إذا أنفق ماله على جماعة من الأغنياء a person is among some rich people and he spends on them to it's not sadaqa. Then that is allowed, and it's not haram. Amma al-ibadat, as for worship, acts of worship, kas-sadaqati wa-salati wa-siyami wa-al-ghazbi wa-al-hajji wa-ghayri dhalika, falil-murai fihi halatan. As for these things, like salah and zakat and siyam, fasting, etc., that a person who is indulging in riya are in two states. أحدها, the first one, and لا يكون له قصد إلا الرياء, that he has no intention other than show, المحض, pure show, دون الأجر, he has no intention for reward. All he wants to do is show. So he's giving charity and he wants to show. He's coming to the masjid because he has to show people. That's all. وهذا يبطل عبادته. So this destroys his ibadah. Whatever he's giving is null and void. لأن الأعمال بالنيات لأن actions are with actions are on the basis of intentions وهذا ليس يقصد العبادة and so long as this person is not intending عبادة he's ثم لا يقتصر على إحباط عبادته حتى نقول صار كما كان قبل العبادة and this person is not only destroying his actions so that we can say oh well it's like nothing it's null and void and he is returned to as if he has not done it. No, that's not the case. That بَلْ يَعْصِي بِذَلِكَ وَيَعْثَمْ That he is increasing in sin in this. كَمَا دَلَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْأَخْبَارِ As we know from the sources. وَالْمَعْنِيُّ فِيهِ أَمْرَانَ And there are two ways, two meanings of this, two reasons for this, why this has happened. أَحَدُهُمَا يَتَعَلَّقْ بِالْعِبَادِ وَهُوَ التَّلْبِيسُ وَالْمَقْرِ That the first is why this is so terrible. He's explaining now the reasons for the detestable nature of this thing. The first is that يتعلق بالعباد. It's concerning the people who you are showing. He says the first is that there's talbis and makr, there's deception and scheming. لِأَنَّهُ خَيَّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَنَّهُ مُخْلِصٌ مُطِيعٌ لِلَّهِ, that he's giving the impression to these people who he's giving them the impression that he is mukhlis, that he is a sincere person and obedient to Allah. وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الدِّينِ, that he is of a person of deen. وَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ, and he is not so. وَتَلْبِيسُ أَيْضًا مِنْ هَذَا النَّوْعِ فِي أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا كَذَلِكَ, that people do this for dunya as well. And the second reason, يَتَعَلَّقْ بِاللَّهِ, and the second reason is in concern, it concerns Allah, and which is, of course, more severe, more terrible. وَهُوَ أَنَّهُ مَهْمَا قَصَدَ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى خَلْقَ الْعِبَادِ فَهُوَ مُسْتَهْزِئٌ بِاللَّهِ, that whoever intends with Allah's ibadah, Allah's creatures, you're focusing, you're doing Allah's ibadah and intend not Allah but his creatures, then you are indulging in mockery of Allah. This is mockery, mustahzi'un billah. ولذلك قال قتادة, and then the hadith is quoted, إذا رأى العبد is that when we do this, then Allah says to his angels, he says, انظروا إلى عبدي كيف يستهزئ بي, look at my servant, how, look at my slave, he's mocking me, he's doing ibadah to me, he's pretending to worship me, and he's actually showing other people. He does not have me in his heart. And he gives an example. He says, وَمِثَالُهُ أَنْ يَمْثُلَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَلِكٍ مِنْ الْمُلُوكِ طُولَ النَّهَارِ, that a person stands in service of a king all day long, كَمَا جَرَتِ الْعَادَةُ الْخِدْمَةُ, as is usual, how people do service to the king, they stand with and serve him all day long. وَإِنَّمَا وُقُوفُهُ لِمُلَاحَظَةِ, and he's not there to please the king, he's not there to serve the king, but he's there, مُلَاحَظَةُ جَارِيَةٍ مِّن جَوَارِي الْمَلِكِ, he's there to look at one of the king's female slaves, that she's, so he's in, his enjoyment is diverted somewhere else, but he's pretending to serving the king. Okay, إِذْ لَمْ يَقْصِدْ فَإِنَّ هَذَا إِسْتِهْزَاءٌ بِالْمَلِكِ, that this is mockery with the king. إِذْ لَمْ يَقْصِدَ التَّقَرُّبْ إِلَى الْمَلِكِ, he's not بِخِدْمَتِهِ, he's not serving the king because he wants to get close to the king, بَلْ قَصَدَ بِهِ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ, that his intention is one of his slaves. فَأَيُّ إِسْتِحْقَارٍ يَزِيدُ عَلَى أَنْ يَقْصِدَ الْعَبْدُ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ مُرَاءَةَ عَبْدٍ ضَعِيفٍ لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. He said that how pejorative it is, what a condescending thing it is, that you should do this. There is nothing more condescending and more and high mockery than to do ibadah with ta'atillah, to aim for a slave of Allah with the ibadah of Allah, showing this slave, this weak slave who holds nothing of benefit and harm for you. وَهَلْ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِأَنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ الْعَبْدُ, and do we do this except that we know, we think that in our mind somewhere some crazy configuration has developed in our mind to make us think that this abd, this slave, is more capable, ala tahsili aghradihi min Allah, is more capable of fulfilling your needs than Allah. Wa annahu awla bittaqarrub, and that this person is more deserving of nearness, of seeking his nearness, at taqarrub from Allah, more than Allah. Idh atharahu ala malik al-muluk, that we are giving preference to him or to her, these creatures of Allah, we are giving them preference over the king of kings, malik al-muluk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَجَعَلَهُ مَقْصُودَ عِبَادَتِي, and we make the aim of our ibadah these people, the people around us. وَأَيُّ إِسْتِزَاءٍ يَزِيدُ عَلَى رَفْعِ الْعَبْدِ فَوْقَ الْمَوْلَى, and what mockery can there be that is more, what high mockery can there be higher than the one that raises the slave over the creator of the heavens and the earth. فَهَذَا مِنْ كَبَائِرِ الْمُهْلِكَاتِ, so this is one of the great destroyers. It is one of the great pitfalls. ولهذا سماه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشرك الأصغر. The lesser shirk. نعم بعض درجات الرياء أشد من بعض. That some levels of riya are lesser than some, are more than some. كما سيأتي, that as will come later on, إن شاء الله. ولا يخلو شيء منه عن إثم غليظ أو خفيف. And they're all the riya, all types of riya has sin in it. Maybe some are severe and some are light. بحسب ما به مراءات, according to what you show with. ولو لم يكن في الرياء إلا أنه يسجد ويركع لغير الله لكان فيه كفاية. And if only it was, if you want one thing, if there's one thing to classify this as terrible, it would be sufficient for to understand that you are the fact that you are doing sajda for someone else other than Allah is sufficient. فإنه وإن لم يقصد التقرب إلى الله فقد قصد غير الله ولا عمري. That he, even if he didn't, he's doing it, he's done. فإنه لم يقصد التقرب. He did not seek to get close to Allah, and he's doing sajda. فقد قصد غير الله. He's aiming for other than Allah. When you stay in sujood, when you stay in prostration for any moment longer, for 2 minutes or 1 minute longer than you need to be, because you think someone is watching you, then that sajda becomes for that person. And you're giving that person the place of Allah in your heart. Well, I'm saying that لو عظم غير الله بالسجود لكان كفرا جليا. That we know that if a person prostrates to someone, to aggrandize someone in prostration, we know that that is kufr, that is disbelief, that is apostasy in the sense, in open apostasy. إلا أن الرياء هو الكفر الخفي. But ريا is the hidden shirk, is the hidden disbelief, because we don't have Allah. لأن المراعي عظم في قلبه الناس. Because the one who is showing is making grand people in his heart. فاقتضت تلك العظمة أن يسجد ويركع لهم. And that greatness that has come into his heart has then driven him to prostrate and to bow for him. فكان الناس هم المعظمون بالسجود من وجه. So the people are the people. So people are aggrandized with this prostration from one angle. ومهما زال قصد تعظيم الله بالسجود بقي تعظيم الخلق. And the bottom line is that as long as you're not making Allah grand in your heart with sujood, then you will make others grand, someone else, some creature of Allah. وكان ذلك قريبا من الشرك. And that is close to shirk, like those who worship other things. إلا أنه إن قصد تعظيم نفسه في قلبي في قلب من عظم عنده بإظهاره من نفسه صورة التعظيم الله. Except that he wants to aggrandize himself, he wants to raise his greatness in himself by showing this through the ibadah that he's doing, the surah at-ta'lim, through a simulation of worship of Allah, so a simulation of showing greatness to Allah. فمن هذا كان شركا خفيا. And because of that, he's actually wanting to aggrandize himself. This is a narcissistic behavior in that sense. Because ultimately that's the purpose. So this is not an open, a explicit shirk, as in the case of bowing down to an idol. But, and for that reason, it is shirk and khafi, and it is the lesser shirk, not the manifest shirk. وَذَلِكَ غَايَةُ الْجَهَلِ. But it is the full extent. It is the high point of ignorance. وَلَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا مَنْ خَدَعُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And people do not fall into this except if they are deceived by shaitan. وَأَوْهَمَ عِنْدَهُ. And how does he does it? He gives him the impression, وَأَوْهَمَ عِنْدَهُ أَنَّ الْعِبَادِ يَمْلِكُونَ مِنْ نَفْعِهِ. That these people have control over your benefit and over your harm. وَرِزْقِكَ وَرِزْقِهِ وَرِزْقِهِ وَأَجْلِهِ وَمَصَالِحِ أَهَالِهِ وَمَآلِهِ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا يَمْلِكُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. That these people hold your benefit and your whole benefits and harm and your sustenance and your salvation and your interest, the good of your interest and your eventual position in the Akhirah more than Allah, that they have more control and more to offer you than Allah. فَلِذَلِكَ عَدَلَ وَجْهُهُ عَدَلَ بِوَجْهِهِ عَنِ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ. And for this reason, he has shifted his face in his attention. In this attention economy that we're living, our attention now is shifted towards this, towards creatures. وَأَقْبَلَ بِقَلْبِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And he's now focused his whole heart towards them. لِيَسْتَمِيلَ بِذَلِكَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So that he can draw towards himself their hearts. وَلَوْ وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ لَكَانَ ذَلِكَ أَقَلُّ مُكَافَاةً لَهُ عَلَى صَنِيعِهِ. And if Allah were to say, okay, well, let them take care of you, well, to hand them over to them, that would be the least of what he should do, he that can happen to him. فَإِنَّ الْعِبَادِ كُلَّهُمْ عَاجِزُونَ عَنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That all the creatures are helpless, are unable to help themselves. لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفع. They have no control. They have no ability to help themselves or to harm. They have no control. They have no power over helping, over benefit or harm. فكيف يملكون لغيرهم. So how are they able to help others? How can they be able? How can they be perceived to be beneficial to others? وهذا في الدنيا. And this is in this world. فكيف في يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده. So how about a day when a father will not be able to help his own son? وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. And neither would a child be able to help his father anything. بَلْ تَقُولُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. Even the prophets will be saying, نَفْسِي نَفْسِي نَفْسِي. Oh, myself, myself, myself. فَكَيْفَ يَسْتَبْدِلُ الْجَاهِلُ يَسْتَبْدِلُ الْجَاهِلُ عَنْ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. So how do we replace the rewards of the Akhirah, ونيل القرب عند الله, and the acquiring of closeness to Allah, ما يرتقبه بطعمه الكاذب في الدنيا من الناس. How what he gets from, how can he do this with this false yearning in the dunya from people, seeking it from people. فَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ نَشُكَّ فِي أَنَّ الْمُرَائِي بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ فِي سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. So then we should not be in any doubt that al-mura'i, the one who is indulged in show with the ibadah of Allah, with the worship of Allah, is in the sakhat of Allah. He is in Allah, in the dislike of Allah. مِنْ حَيْثُ النَّقْلِ والقياس جميعا. From both perspective, from the perspective of the sources and also from analogy, we can tell هذا إذا لم يقصد الأجر. This is if he doesn't have any hope for أجر, any hope for reward. أما إذا قصد الأجر والحمد جميعا في صدقته أو صلاته. As for if he intends to have reward from Allah and praise from people, both في صدقته أو in giving his charity or in salah, فهذا شرك الذي يناقض الإخلاص. So that one is a shirk that undermines إخلاص. وقد ذكرنا حكمه in كتاب الإخلاص. يدل ما نقلناه في الآثار من قول سعيد بن المسيب وعبادة بن صامت أنه لا أجر له فيه أصلا. He will not get the reward at all. Okay, so that was the end of that chapter. Now, bayanu darajati riya. Now, the exposition of the stages of riya. There are different daraja, there are different levels of it. So, وذلك لا يخلو إما أن يكون مجردا دون إرادة عبادة الله تعالى الثواب وإما أن يكون مع العبادة مع الإرادة الثواب وكان ذلك فلا يخلو إما. So, you'll either be in a state where you intend nothing but reward, or you intend reward and also showing people, or you intend, and one of the two is أو إما أن يكون إرادة الثواب أقوى وأغلب. And then you'll be in a situation أو أضعف. You'll be in a situation where you intend reward and you also intend to show, And intending reward is stronger, or intending show is stronger, or they're equal. So he's saying in the first one, الدرجة الأولى هي أغلظها أن يكون مراده الثواب أصلا مراده أن لا يكون أن لا يكون أن لا يكون مراده الثواب أصلا. That the first level, and which is the worst of all, is that your intention is only to show. There is no intention for reward. كالذي يصلي بين أظهر الناس, like the person who prays and without intending for salah. Like the person who is praying. فهذا جرد قصده إلى الرياء فهو ممقوت عند الله. So this person is in the dislike of Allah, right? Is disliked by Allah. وكذلك يخرج الصدقة. That's the first. That person is beyond the pale. He's a person who does it without any intention. والدرجة الثانية, the second level, أن يكون قصد الثواب أيضا, that he wants, ولكن قصدا ضعيفا, that he wants reward, but that intention, that motivation is weak. بحيث لو كان في خلوتي لكان لا يفعله, and if he was alone, if people were not looking, then he would not do it. That he wants to do it, he does it for people, but he also hopes for reward, but it's the intention for reward, the motivation for reward is so weak that if people were not watching, he would not give. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ قَصْدُ الثَّوَابِ لَكَانَ قَصْدُ الرِّيَا يَحْمِلُهُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. So he's saying that لَا يَحْمِلُهُ وَلَا يَحْمِلُهُ ذَلِكَ قَصْدَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ قَصْدُ الثَّوَابِ لَكَانَ قَصْدُ الرِّيَا يَحْمِلُهُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ. فَهَذَا قَرِيبٌ مِمَّا قَبْلَهُ. And this is also that that showing people is necessary, and he'll do it because he hopes that he'll get some reward as well, but the main reason is doing it for people. وما فيه من شائبة قصد الثواب لا يستقل بحمله على العمل ولا ينفي عن المقت. So this ولا ينفي عنه المقت والإثم. So this is similar to the first category, and that category is the category that look, you're in sin. And then there is the third category, الثالث, أن يكون قصده الثواب وقصده الرياء متساويين, that they are both equal. The levels are both equal. بحيث لو كان كل واحد منهما خاليا عن الآخر لم يبعثوا عن العمل. That if one of the two were, if they were separated, then he will not do it. But when they come together, then he does it. فلما اجتمع انبعث الرغبة. Then he becomes inclined and ready to do it. فلا يستقل بحملته على العمل هذا قد أفسد مثل ما أصلح فنرجو أن يسلم رأسا برأس. That he will be مثل ما أصلح قد أفسد مثل ما أصلح. That this would be equal as if he wouldn't gain anything. ويكون له من الثواب مثل ما عليه من العقاب. He will get the same level of sin as the same level of reward. وظواهر الأخبار تدل على أنه لا يسلم وقد تكلمنا عليه. And the sources seem to suggest that he will not get anything as well. والدرجة الرابعة أن يكون اطلاع الناس مرجحا ومقربا لنشاطه. And the fourth one is when the motivation for showing people is the dominant one. ولو لم يكن لكان لا يترك العبادة. But he is not the dominant one. أن يكون اطلاع الناس مرجحا ومقربا it increases his eagerness to do it, but it's not the dominant one. It increases him, it increases his enthusiasm and his energies to do it. And if these people were not there, he will still do it. If people were not watching, he would still do it. لكان قصد الرياء وحده. But if it was just the ria, then he would not be forced to do it because the intention, the motivation for ria is weak. ولما أقدم عليه فالذي نظنه والله والعلم عند الله. He said, what we think about this is that إنه لا يحبط أصل الثواب. That his intention for ثواب will, in such a situation, will not be destroyed. ولكنه ينقص. But his reward will be diminished severely. أو يعاقب على مقدار قصد الرياء. Or he'll be punished for the amount of riya that he has committed. ويثاب على مقدار قصد الرياء, and he will be given the reward on the basis of قصد الثواب, of his intention, of his motivation for reward. وأما قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, as for the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنا أغني الأغنياء عن الشرك, that I'm the last one, I'm least in need of shirk. فهو محمول على ما إذا تساوي القصدان أو كان القصد الرياء أرجع. It is about, this is in relation to situations where both the motivation for riya and the motivation for sawab are equal, or the motivation for riya are more than the motivation for sawab, for reward. Right, how much time we got? We got 10 minutes. I wanted to also read. You see, we started this in the first class. I mentioned this hadith about the riya is something that is hard to see. It is hard to discern because it's like a black ant crawling on a black stone in a dark night. And he addresses this in a chapter, and I hope we can read it, inshallah. He's saying, "Bayan riya al-khafi alladhi huwa akhfa min dabib an-naml." He said the exposition of the riya that is more subtle than the crawling of an ant, than the crawling of the ant. So, "اعلم أن الريا جلي وخفي." That riya is conspicuous and apparent. It's وخفي and inconspicuous. "فالجلي هو الذي يبعث على العمل ويحمل عليه أولا دون قصد الثواب." That the conspicuous one is the one that leads you to do it without thinking about reward. That's the وَأَخْفَى مِنْهُ قَلِيلٌ, and the one that is less conspicuous, less apparent by a slight degree, هُوَ مَا لَا يَحْمِلُ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ بِمُجَرَّدِهِ, the one that does not motivate you towards action clearly, إِلَّا أَنَّهُ يُخَفِّفْ الْعَمَلَ الَّذِي أُرِيدَ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, that it makes, it lightens the burden, it lightens the burden of actions, of doing good actions for the pleasure of Allah. You're doing something for Allah, you're indulging in ibadah, and you do not want to show people, but it makes it easier. Your design. وَكَالَّذِي يَعْتَادُ التَّهَجُّدُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ وَيَثْقُلَ عَلَيْهِ, that a person who is accustomed to doing tahajjud at night, and he finds it difficult, it's hard, it's difficult to get up and everything. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ ضَيْفًا, but if two guests come one night to him, نَشَطَ لَهُ, he gets up with, and he doesn't find it hard anymore. He's energized to do it. وَخَفَّ عَلَيْهِ, and it becomes easy for him. وَعَلِمَ أَنَّهُ لَوْلَا رَجَاءَ الثَّوَابِ لَكَانَ لَا يُصَلِّي بِلِمُجَرَّدِ رِيَاءَ الضَّيْفَيْنِ, but he knows that if he did not intend to get reward, he will not abandon it. لا يصلي لمجرد الرياء. He's not praying only to show them, because he does have reward in his mind. So that is one level below the open riya, the riya without any intention for reward. And then under that, there's another one that's more that's harder to perceive. وأخفى من ذلك ما لا يؤثر في العمل. It does not affect the actions. ولا بتسهيل وتخفيف. It does not reduce or increase the burden. ولكنه مع ذلك مستنبط في القلب. دفين. He has something in the heart that's buried deep in the heart. ومهما لم يؤثر في الدعاء في الدعاء إلى العمل لم يكن أن يعرف إلا بالعلامات. Things that cannot be لم يؤثر في الادعاء, things that do not draw your that do not instigate you towards action, you can only recognize them through corollaries, through the signs. وأجلى علاماته, and the biggest sign that this hidden riya, this deep one, the one that you're hardly finding difficulty, like the ant, well, getting closer to the ant, أجلى, and its most apparent indication, its sign, أن يسرع أن يسر بال يسر باطلاع الناس that he's happy when people finds out about what he's doing that joy comes in the heart أن يسر باطلاع الناس على طاعته that when people hears about this person oh this person prays tahajjud then that brings joy in the heart but this is also a type a sign of a deep ri'a فرب عبد يخلص في يخلص في في عمله ولا يعتقد الرياء. A person may have ikhlas, may have true sincerity in his action, and he does not intend any riya. بل يكره, he hates it. ويرده, and he pushes away from his mind. ويتمم العمل كذلك, and he completes the action. ولكن إذا اطلع عليه الناس سره ذلك وارتاح له. But if people finds out about it, of what he does, then he becomes yeah, but if people finds out about what he does, then it brings joy to his heart and comfort. He derives comfort for it. وَرَوَّحَ ذَلِكَ عَنْ قَلْبِهِ شِدَّةِ الْعِبَادَةِ And then that lightens, it feels good by doing the ibadah. This makes his enjoyment of the ibadah increases by the knowledge of people of it. And that's the problem. وهذا السرور يدل على رياء خفي and this joy indicates to a hidden ria a ria that is buried deep ومنه يترشح السرور and from that this joy comes ولولا التفات القلب إلى الناس لما ظهر سروره عند اطلاع الناس that if it wasn't that there is that if it wasn't for this that his heart is shifted his heart has some attention towards people then that joy would not have appeared in his heart. فَلَقَدْ كَانَ الرِّيَاءُ مُسْتَكِنًا فِي الْقَلْبِ إِسْتِكَانَ النَّارِ فِي الْحَجَرِ He said that this, that riya is the kind of riya that is buried in an amber, like fire in an amber, deep inside. You look at it and you think it's a rock, it's a stone. But there is fire buried deep in it. فَأَظْهَرَ مِنْهُ إِتِّلَاءِ الْخَلْقِ أَثَرَ الْفَرْحِ وَالسُّرُورِ So the recognition, when people find out about it, this has brought the fire out. ثُمَّ إِذَا اشْتَشْعَرَ لَذَّةَ السُّرُورِ بِإِتِّلَاءِ وَلَمْ يُقَابِلْ ذَلِكَ بِالْكَرَاهِيَةِ That if that joy comes into his heart and he does not repel it with dislike, صَارَ ذَلِكَ قُوتًا وَغِذَاءً لِلْعِرْقِ الْخَفِيِّ مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ That if he does not repel it, then that will become a sustenance. It will start to feed that hidden vein of riya in the heart to grow. حَتَّى يَتَحَرَّقَ عَلَى نَفْسِي حَرَقَةً خَفِيَّةً And then it activates a subtle power in a subtle power of in the heart. فَيَتَقَاضَى تَقَاضِيًا خَفِيًّا أَنْ يَتَكَلَّفْ سَبَبًا يُتَّلَعُ عَلَيْهِ بِالتَّعْرِيضِ وَإِلْقَاءِ الْكَلَامِ عَرْضٍ And then that activation of it creates in the person a need to demand a demand then to indulge in subtle actions to facilitate the knowledge of people to facilitate people knowing to make it known so there'll be subtle things that will happen that will somehow bring it into play so that people may find out more and more وَإِذَا كَانَ لَا يَدْعُو بِالتَّصْرِي And he was, and it's always indirect. You will have indirect things that will happen. He wouldn't call towards it directly. وَقَدْ يَخْفَى فَلَا يَدْعُو إِلَى إِظْهَارِ النُّطْقِ تَعْرِيدًا And this is hidden. So he doesn't do it openly, but he does it بالشمائل, ولكن بالشمائل, undercover, incognito, بِإِظْهَارِ النُّحُولِ وَالْإِصْفِرَارُ وَخَفْتِ الصَّوْتِ drawing his the way he carries himself and in indirectly he will do it that's how it happens so that is a third level of riya and then below that you have an even a degree that is even more concealed more inconspicuous and wa akhfa min dhalik and more hidden than that an yakhtafi bihaythu la yuridu ittila that he conceals what he is doing and he doesn't want anyone to know about it the heart wala yasurru bi dhuhurihi طاعة بظهور طاعته, and he's not happy with anything that anyone finds out about him. He's not happy with any of that. So he's safe from all the other three that we've covered so far. وَلَكِنَّهُ مَعَ ذَلِكَ إِذَا رَأَى النَّاسِ, but if he's in front of people, when he meets people, أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَبْدَأُوهُ بِالسَّلَامِ, he loves that they start, that they salute him in salam, they say salam to him. وَيُقَابِلُوهُ بِالْبَشَاشَةِ وَالتَّوْقِيرِ, so that they meet him with reverence and respect. وَأَنْ يَثْنُوا عَلَيْهِ, and so that they should praise him. وَأَنْ يَنْشَتُوا فِي قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِهِ, and so that they should be enthused in fulfilling his needs. And وَأَنْ يُسَامِحُوهُ فِي الْبَيْعِ وَالشِّرَاءِ, and so they should give him concessions in trade. وَأَنْ يُوَسِّعُ لَهُ فِي الْمَكَانِ, and they make space for him where he sits. وَإِنْ قَصَّرَ فِي ذَلِكَ مُقَصِّرٌ ثَقُلَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ, and if someone fails to do this, then that becomes a burden in his heart. وَوَجَدَ لِذَلِكَ إِسْتِبْعَادًا فِي نَفْسِهِ, and he finds that there's some distancing that develops between him and that person. وَكَأَنَّ نَفْسَهُ تَتَقَاضَى الْإِحْتِرَامَ عَلَىٰ الطَّاعَةِ الَّتِي أَخْفَاهَا, and the explanation for this, it is as if this person is demanding recompense for the ibadah that he has hidden, that he has done in privacy. He's demanding the recompense for it in honor and in respect outside. He's expecting it. أخفى ما عنه لم يطلع عليه, even though people did not see it, even though people did not, ولم يكن قد سبقت منه تلك الطاعة, ولما كان يستبعد تقصير الناس في حقه, when he's saying that people aren't fulfilling his haq, that he has a haq now because he's so pious and he's doing all this ibadah. ومهما لم يكن وجود العبادة كعدمها في كل ما يتعلق بالخلق لم يكن قد قنع بعلم الله, and as long as the ibadah that we do is not the ibadah that we do and the ibadah that we do not do is equal as far as people are concerned, then and we are not satisfied with Allah alone knowing, then لم يكن خاليا من شوب خفي من الرياء, then our ibadah will not be clean, will not be clear from some degree of riya in it. أخفى من دبيب النمل, that is more subtle than the crawling of that black ant. وَكُلُّ ذَلِكَ يُوشَكُ أَنْ يُحْبِطَ الْأَجْرَ, and of course all of this, it's possible that it may destroy your actions. وَلَا يَسْلِمُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا الصِّدِّقُونَ, and only those who are truly truthful will be saved from it. So I'm sorry, I'm going to go over a bit today. This is the last lesson of the term. وَقَدْ رُوِيَ عَنْ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قال إن الله عز وجل يقول للقراء يوم القيامة, علي رضي الله عنه says that Allah will say to the قراء on the day of judgment, ألم يكن يرخص عليكم السعر, that did people not used to give you concessions in trade, make the prices low for you, ألم تكونوا تبدأون بالسلام, did people not say salam to you and respect you, ألم تكن تقاضى لكم الحوائج, that didn't people used to do all these things? And in other words, this is the reason why you did it. You got all these things, so there's nothing for you here. وفي الحديث لا أجر لكم, and there is no reward for you. وقد استوفيتم أجوركم, that there's no reward here for you. You have taken it all. So he's saying, and then he gives a long story here about the people, you know, some pious people, who were discovered by a king, and they came and surrounding them. And in order to avoid this sort of to being in this situation, the head scholar, the pious person there, acted in a strange way, started eating, stuffing his food, his mouth with food. And the king said, "Is this your leader?" And he went away. And when they asked him why he did it, he said, "Look, I don't like all this recognition." فَلَمْ يَزَلِ الْمُخْلِصُونَ خَائِفُونَ مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ, so he's saying that the people who are really sincere, they remain eternal, they remain constantly afraid of riya. يَجْتَهِدُونَ لِذَلِكَ مُخَادِعَةِ النَّاسِ عَنْ أَعْمَالِهِمَ الصَّالِحَةِ, ويحرسون, that they make an effort to conceal, to trick people into thinking that they are not doing as much as they do. يحرسون على إخفاء أعظم مما يحرسون على الناس على إخفاء فواحشهم. They spend more effort in concealing their good deeds than they spend in concealing their bad deeds. وكل ذلك رجاء أن تخلص أعمالهم الصالحة. And all of this is because they want to keep their good actions pure. فيجازيهم الله تعالى في يوم القيامة بإخلاصهم على ملأ الخلق. And then Allah will reward them on the day of judgment in front of everyone. إذ علموا أن الله لا يقبل يوم القيامة إلا الخالص. And they know that Allah does not accept خالص, accept the pure. وعلموا شدة حاجتهم ووفاقتهم في اليوم القيامة. And they have recognized the intensity of their need and their poverty on the day of judgment. وأنه يوم لا ينفع فيه مال ولا بنون. And that day will be when no wealth and no children and no progeny will be of assistance. ولا يجزي والد عن والدي عن ولدي. That no father will be sufficient for his son, will be able to help his son. ويستغل الصديقون بأنفسهم. And even the truthful ones will be worried about themselves. فيقول كل واحد. And everyone will be saying, نفسي نفسي, oh myself, myself. فضلا عن غيرهم, so what about others? فكانوا كزوار بيت الله الذين إذا توجهوا إلى مكة فإنهم يستصحبون مع أنفسهم الذهب المغربي الخالصة. That it's like the people who are going to Mecca, they carried the Moroccan, the Maghrib, the pure Moroccan gold. This was known as famous for being pure. لعلمهم بأن أرباب البوادي لا يروج عندهم الزيف وال, that they knew that the people, the Bedouins, would not take any counterfeit. والحاجة تشتد في البادية, and the needs are increased when you are in the Bedouin, in Bedouin land. ولا حميم يمتسك, there's no one to help you. ولا ينجي إلا الخالص, the pure gold you need. فهكذا يشاهد أرباب القلوب يوم القيامة. And so you will see on the day of judgment the people of that has the, of clear hearts, with pure. والزاد الذي يتزودون له من التقوى, and the clear travel the things that they've carried on the journey, the packings that they carry will be of taqwa. فإذن شوائب الرياء خفي, سوائد الرياء الخفي كثيرة لا تنحصر. So the traces of ria, the veins of ria, and the effects of ria are many. And ومهما أدرك من نفسه تفرقة بين أن يطلع عليه على عبادته إنسان أو بهيمة. That as long as you have in your heart a differentiation between the view of an animal and a human being of your ibadah, then there is a problem. If there's a differentiation between them, because it should be the same, whether an animal is looking at your ibadah or a human being is looking at your ibadah. ففيه شعبة من الرياء. So then there will be a problem with your رياء. فإنه لما قطع طعمه عن البهائم. That when we don't worry, we don't start prostrating longer when we see an animal looking at us. He said, ولم يبالي بحضرة البهائم أو السبيان, or even a young child that is looking at you. You don't worry about that. أم غابو. You're not worried if a child comes or a child goes or an animal comes or an animal goes. اتلوا على حركتهم أم لم يطلوا. Whether this animal looked at me or not. فلو كان مخلصا قانعا بعلم الله. If you are sincere and you are satisfied with the view of Allah, لاستحقر أقلاع العباد. Then you will belittle the view, the eyes of the intelligent ones, the human beings. كما استحقر سبيانهم ومجانيهم, just as you have belittled the eyes of the beasts, of the animals and the children, and the mad people, the insane. If an insane person look at you will not feel that you have to impress him. وعلم أن الأقلاء لا يقدرونه على رزق. And then he will know that the intelligent one has no power over your sustenance and over your over your ultimate success. ولا زيادة ثواب ولا نقصان عقاب. that they have no power to increase your reward or to destroy or to reduce your punishment. كما لا يقدر عليه البهائم والصبيان والمجانين. Just as the beasts, the animals, and the children and the insane people have no power over helping you or causing you harm. فإذا لم يجد ذلك, if you do not find a difference between these two, ففيه شوب خفي. So there is still problems with your رياء. ولكن ليس كل شوب محبط للعجر مفسدا للعمل بل فيه تفصيل. But not every defect, not every problem in your رياء will destroy your entire action, but one should be worried about it. We've gone over. Inshallah, if Allah keeps us alive, we will continue this series next term. But listening to all of this, I think the question now is, how long will these thoughts remain in our minds? How long will it remain salient in our hearts? How long before it fades from our memory and we forget all about it and revert to our old habits? That's the main problem, is that we hear all of this and then it doesn't stick. It depends on two things. First is the degree of seriousness and urgency with which we take on board this advice. Do you feel a genuine sense of urgency to avoid Hubbul Jah and a genuine sense of urgency to avoid Riya? Or is this just another stream of information to satisfy our curiosities? That we need to check. We have to create a sense of urgency in this. Because as I said, this is the first thing that will, this is the opening scene on the Day of Judgment. The first three people that will be called. And the second is that the volume we spend in the cluttering activities, because that's the thing that makes it fade, in the activities that foster obsessions for social recognition and celebrity. If our attention and our focus, the focus of our mind is continuously dragged in 100 directions, or you know, every 10 minutes we are dragged in one different, in a different direction, and focus continuously in disparate directions with whisperings from posts and from tweets and from clips, then we will lose attention. The saliency of what is most important and more urgent will fall. And this is not how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim had their hierarchy of saliency in their mind. What was more important? What did they keep as urgency in their mind? And the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and their followers, the tabi'een, took these matters with an urgency that is of the highest order. And to give a glimpse of this urgency, this sense of urgency, I want you to listen to this hadith and then we close, inshallah. It's a hadith about a person going to the Rawi of the, he's a Shufayyan, he's Al Asbahi. He goes to Medina and he sees a group of people in the masjid sitting around the person, and he asked, who is this person? And they said that faqala Abu Huraira, that this is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So he goes and sits with him, and when he sits in the gathering, and when everyone went away, he goes up close to him and he says to him, that, you know, he goes close to him. He said أنشدك بالله أنشدك بحق وبحق وبحق لما حدثتني حديثا سمعته من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That you should tell me something and that you heard from رسول الله. أقلته وعلمته. He asked him two words. Something that you understood. Something that you took on board and was there, and something that you learned and you transmitted. Tell me something that you learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, yes, I will tell you. ثم Abu Huraira said to him, أفعل, yes, I will do. لو حدثنك حديثا حدثنيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقلته وعلمته ثم نشغ أبو هريرة نشغة فمكث قليلا. That he started to hyperventilate and going into a trance, a type of trance, you know, sabr is crying, and then he controlled himself, thumma faqa, and then he started over again. He said, لو حدثنك حديثا, and I will tell you a hadith that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught me, and then, and في هذا البيت, in this house, you know, the house in Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's house, ما معنى أحد غيره وغيره, that there was only me and him, no one else. And ثم نشغ أبو هريرة, and then he started to faint again, to hyperventilate, crying, and أخرى, ثم أفاق. And then he brought himself together. He was going, he started to faint, and then he came back, came to, and then he wiped his face and he started again. And he did the same thing. ثم نشغ وقال أنا في هذا البيت ومعنا غيري. ثم نشغ أبو هريرة نشغة أخرى ثم أفاق. Then he, and the third time, and then the fourth time. And on the fourth time, نشغ أبو هريرة نشغة شديدة ثم مال خارا. He fainted and fell on his face. He's trying to report the hadith, but he falls on his face. So he said, I caught him and I held him on myself. I held him for a long while. ثم أفاق فقال. He came to his senses and he said to me, حدثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله تبارك وتعالى إذا كان يوم القيامة, that on the day of judgment, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى ينزل إلى العباد, he comes to judge among his creation, بينهم وكل أمة جاثيا, and they're all kneeling, all the nations were kneeling, فأول من يدعو به رجل جمع القرآن, and the first person he will call is the one who has the Quran, half of the person who is a reciter of Quran, who has Quran. ورجل قتل في سبيل الله, and a martyr who dies in the path of Allah. ورجل كثير المال فيقول للقاري, and he will say to the قاري, ألم أعلمك ما أنزلت علي ما أنزلت على رسولي. Did I not teach you what I said, what I revealed to my prophet? قال بلى يا رب. قال فما عملت فيما علمت. That what did you do with what you learned? قال كنت أقوم به أنا الليل وأنا النهار. That I would read it night and day. فيقول الله. Then Allah will say, كذبت, that you lied. وتقول الملائكة كذبت. And the angels will also say, you lied. They will say, you lied. ويقول الله بل أردت أن يقال إن فلان قارئ فقد قيل. That you wanted people to say that you were a qari, and it was said. And likewise, the same will be said to the martyr, and the same would be said to the philanthropist, the one who spent lots of money. And so Hutufayyan also went and said this hadith to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and when he said it, he cried, Muawiyah, baka Muawiyah buka'an shadidan hatta dhananna annahu ali. He cried so much, we thought that he would die. And then when he came back, when he managed to bring himself together, he wiped his face and wajhi wa qala, صدق رسول الله صدق الله ورسوله, that Allah and his prophet spoke the truth. And then he read this verse, من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون. That who wants only this, the trinkets of this world and the glitter of this world and its glitters, then I will give it to them and they will not miss anything. May Allah protect us and keep us safe. Now note in the conversation, he's talking about aqaltuhu, something you learnt and something you understood. Knowledge on its own is not enough. Knowledge, to truly understand knowledge, you have to be able to put it into action. If not, you'll be like a bookshelf carrying lots of books, but no understanding that can lead to action. Alhamdulillah, in these 8 weeks, we've pondered on the need for ikhlas, starting with the amazing story of Imam Ghazali, and then his deep insights into Hubbul Jah, the yearning for position and celebrity, the virtues of Khumul, the joy of anonymity in contrast to the celebrity mania, and the dangers of Riya. And we did this with the sole purpose of identifying and addressing these problems within our own selves. It is for introspection. This is not a manual for pointing fingers and saying, there I see in her, she's suffering from, or she or he is suffering from celebrity mania or Hubbul Jah or Riya. Because this is what Shaitan wants you to do. He wants to undermine your progress. So do the opposite. Focus inwards, scrutinize your intentions and motivations with the consciousness of Allah in your heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. He will help you, inshallah. If Allah keeps us alive, inshallah, next term, we will continue these lessons. There is much more to cover. We're just beginning to scratch the surface now. Try to revise what you've learned in the holidays. If possible, listen to them again. We will circulate the links of the recording and make your own notes. That's helpful in keeping it alive in your mind, inshallah. Now let us pray. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتنا ونحن عبادك، ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا، نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا، ونبوء لك بذنوبنا، فاغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. والله You've granted us these 8 weeks, ample time and sufficient knowledge to change the direction of our hearts towards you in sincerity. But we are still faltering, we are still failing, and we are still procrastinating. Oh Allah, please forgive us and help us. Oh Allah, place the yearning for position and celebrity in our hearts. Replace it. Replace the yearning for position and celebrity in our hearts with genuine concern for what you can see in the secret chambers of our hearts. Teach us sincerity so that we become recipients of your special mercy. Oh Allah, place our joy and our happiness in our prayers, as it used to be for your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, cleanse our hearts from the deluge of worldly chatter in our prayer, and bless us with attention to details, attention to the details of your scrutiny, to the details of your scrutiny of our thoughts and motivation. Oh Allah, we are your servants, we are your creatures, we are your creation. We are your slaves. We have no other to turn to but to you. Accept us and guide us to what pleases you. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا يا ربي يا كريم، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا يا ربي يا كريم. اللهم واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح الذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفرج هم المهمومين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المديدين، واشفع جميع مرضى المسلمين، واشفع جميع مرضى المسلمين، واشفع جميع مرضى المسلمين يا ربي يا كريم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين.